All right, welcome back. 239-1310, 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. We do not know what Trayvon Martin would have done with his life, because you never know that a young person cut down before their prime, whether they're walking with some candy, some iced tea, wearing a hoodie in a Florida suburb, or whether they're on point in harm's way in Iraq or Afghanistan or you know, a lot number of places serving our country, or gunned down in Brightwood or 42nd and Post Road or Hawville. You don't know whether a Trayvon Martin could have been a Don Thompson. Don Thompson, you know, has some Indiana roots. He's a graduate of Purdue, engineering wizard, who in 1990, 22 years ago, joined McDonald's. He rose to the height of chief operating officer for the entire McDonald's Corporation worldwide. And last night it was announced that with the retirement of the current CEO, Jim Skinner, Don Thompson on July 1st will become the CEO of Mickey D's, becoming another African-American heading a major American multinational worldwide corporation. James Poor is McDonald's owner-operator here in Indianapolis. African-American knows Don Thompson very, very well. He's on our live line. James, how you doing?
Amos, I am doing well. Sir, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fine. I know in the McDonald's family, this was a day that eventually would come. Did it surprise you that Jim Skinner, I mean, he's done a great job, as I understand it, leading McDonald's the last 8 years, would decide, hey, it's time for me to go sit on the beach and retire?
Yes, I tell you what, Amos, it was a surprise, but this is truly a landmark day in McDonald's, as you said. We're going to be soon saying goodbye to Jim Skinner and all the great things that he's done to the brand, but we're also going to be welcoming in our new CEO, Don Thompson, so we're certainly excited about that.
What kind of buzz is there, particularly among African-American owner-operators and maybe employees at McDonald's at this news?
You know what, Amos? It is just so exciting. My phone, I got a new iPhone. It's been buzzing all day.
It broke your iPhone already.
New mails and everything is going on. As you know, African Americans in McDonald's have just done outstanding. Many of them have started as crew, worked their way up to owner operators, and now we've got somebody like Don Thompson who's going to be heading up this awesome organization of 33,000 restaurants in 119 countries. Again, this is truly a landmark day for McDonald's, and we're very excited.
Now, for listeners that don't know, he's got some Indiana, some Hoosier in him. He's born in Chicago, but he's got some Indianapolis connections.
Correct. He graduated from high school here, so we certainly claim
Was that North Central?
Yes, it was North Central.
North Central
went to Purdue and has done great things.
Now, how difficult is it, because the last couple of CEOs at McDonald's have been like Peyton Manning. I mean, they have put up Peyton Manning numbers in terms of stores, in terms of success, in terms of new products, all those frappes and shakes and healthier foods and what have you. Is he going to feel like he's either Robert Griffin III or Andrew Luck coming in?
Amos, you are right. He knows he's got some big shoes to fill. We have had a track record of here of so many successful CEOs run right after another. Again, we're all confident that Don is going to be able to step in and keep this momentum going. He's got some strategies that he's going to be implementing, and again, we know that he's just going to do an outstanding job. But he realizes, yes, he's got big shoes to fill.
You know, we had a caller earlier that heard that I was talking about this, and they said, yeah. And again, we just as we brought you in, we were talking about, you know, sometimes painting with a broad brush.
Yeah.
He'd gone into his neighborhood McDonald's, and he didn't see people, you know, in the crew line that looked like him. And he said, you know, where are the young folks? Where are the young Don Thompsons or the Donetta Thompsons, you know, in those crew lines, you know, that might be 20, 30 years from now, the third or fourth African-American to head McDonald's?
Yes, and you know what? That I appreciate that caller's input. I was listening in. As you know, I'm a regular listener of the Amos Show, and that is actually one of the restaurants that I own. So I'm sorry that he feels that way. We hire plenty African Americans, not only at my McDonald's, but all of McDonald's across Central Indiana. When they come in and apply and they fit the criteria, believe me, we give them an opportunity. As I said earlier, over half of the black McDonald's owner operators in our system started working at McDonald's as crew. So I was not one of those, but many of us know that fact, and we reach out and try to get that opportunity to anybody that applies and fits the criteria.
Well, now, you know, Circle City Classic is coming.
Yes.
And they're always looking for a grand marshal.
Yes.
They've never, wait a minute, they've never had a CEO as a grand marshal.
Well, we need to try to make that happen. I'm going to shoot him an email when we get off the phone and try to get him to mark that date on his calendar.
Yeah, yeah, he could be, you know, surrounded, but, you know, him, Ronald on the float, you know, the smoothie bus coming down. Or he could drive the smoothie bus.
That would be great. It'll be tough for us to one-up what we did last year, but certainly getting Don Thompson in here and seeing what we can do from an activation plan, we're going to try our best. That's for sure.
Well, please tell the CEO-elect, because there is still a CEO, Jim Skinner, until June 30th, but please tell Don Thompson, the CEO-elect, our, you know, congratulations, and you know, we'll be praying for him, because running Mickey, that is not an easy job.
It is not an easy one, but again, he's up to the task. He's got all of our support, as does Jim Skinner, and we certainly look forward. Amos, if I could mention right quick, I do want all your listeners to know that, again, if they're ever interested in working at McDonald's, just go to McIndiana, mcindiana.com. They can fill out an application at any McDonald's here in Indiana, and we will gladly take a look at them. Again, we would love
and you all check the I-9s of every potential employee of Mickey D's.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We are very serious about that, and we have them complete I-9s, and we walk them through that process. So,
yeah, and for the listeners,
everyone will be verified.
For the listeners to know, an I-9 is the form that says, are you legitimately supposed to be in this country? Because if you're not, you in deep trouble with somebody.
That is correct.
All right, James Poore with McDonald's. Thanks very much for being with us.
All
glad to have you.